Welcome to today's French Scott Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Nathan Clayburg and Josh DeWard join us on today's program to preview a special worship concert coming to Pella later this month.
Let folks know what this is. It sounds like it's a concert, but it sounds like also there's a little bit more to it.
A music group from California called Bethel Music is sending a band out. They're really big amongst Christian artists, a lot of popular songs. They're just great musicians, and it's going to be a worship night, first of all, but also like we just want to see like experience a lot of healing, and just we want to see God move. And it's not just a one church's thing, or it's not just Pella's thing. Like, we really want the whole region to be involved. Like, we just want to unify everybody. So,
and tell me a little bit about the band. Who are they? You mentioned that they're a pretty big act, but who are they, and why was it important for you guys to bring them to Pella?
They're a band from California, as Josh mentioned, and their Bethel Music is kind of a conglomerate of a lot of different singers. Kind of like Hillsong, it's a little more popular type of setup, same thing as Bethel. They released an album last winter that was number two on iTunes across all genres, not just Christian music. They do a lot of like national and international performances with different singers from their organization. And one of the things that Bethel does is that's kind of driving our vision for the night is the way they worship really emphasizes healing and inviting the presence of God.
Why bring them here, and why is it important for you guys to have them here in town?
Yeah, well, it was kind of just a crazy thing. Like, we just had a random idea and just went with it. We had kind of been feeling for a while we wanted to do something big or really step out in faith in some way. And Pella, I guess, was just a logical choice. Like, we're both from here, and there's been a lot of people helping us to our age that are all from around here, and so it just made sense to ask them to come out here. Actually, the kind of the headline singer, she's from St. Paul, Minnesota, and her husband's from Ames, so the area made sense for them too.
What has this process been like, and who are some of the people who have helped you out?
Well, one of the first things that we had to do when we decided to hold it at the Tulip Tour in Uptown was clear things with the city. So we presented to the city council, and they've been very helpful as far as getting the permits and ordinances taken care of. So that's kind of through that connection, we've talked to people with the Chamber of Commerce, like Karen Eichen, and then different people at the police station to help organize those details. So just like getting the city venue taken care of has been a big thing. Another thing we're kind of working on is renting the sound and staging and lights and all that stuff that'll be necessary for the night. And then the biggest probably portion of what we're doing has been promotion and just trying to get the word out, let people know, you know, who Bethel is, that they're coming to Pella, what the night's going to be like and things like that, so we can get as many people to come as possible.
This is an important fundraiser for both of you because of something you participated in a year ago. Let folks know what that is and really why this is so important to both of you to get this done.
So last January, Josh and I both had the opportunity to go to the Passion Conference in Atlanta, which is basically a gathering of 60,000 18 to 25-year-olds that meet over the course of three different sessions. And this was just a really inspiring and empowering experience for us, just kind of be in a place where the church was alive, especially with people our own age. So we left that feeling really inspired, and we want more people to be able to experience that. And so we are going to try and take a group of 50 college students down to the Passion Conference again next year. And if we can, we're going to try and cover all the costs for people to be able to go so that there's money isn't an issue from keeping people from this experience. Any money that is made off this worship night will go towards that cause.
Ultimately, why should folks come on down to the Tulip Tour on July 25th?
We just really feel like it's going to be a special night. Like, the way Bethel Music worships is just different than anything Pella has experienced before. And just the way God has been moving already, we just know it's going to be a powerful night. And it's not just going to be where people show up and hear some good music. Like, we're fully expecting God to move. And it's something you don't want to miss. Like, it's just going to be one of those nights that's like, wow, this, you know, remember when this happened. So
Pella is a great place as it is. But we think that this night is going to be like a night that can kind of break down some barriers and just like allow a very real experience for people. We want everyone to be able to come and experience that. And we think that God is setting the stage for something big. The kind of like the miracles that have been occurring for this event to like happen make us feel like there's just no way that something big won't happen.
That concludes today's French Scott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news is next on KNIA KRLS.